This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden said minutes ago that the Secret Service needs more help after another apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump. This one at his Palm Beach Golf Club in Florida. The suspect is in custody. Here's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
With 50 days left until the November election, officials now see no reason to believe political violence is going to lessen. In fact, they're making preparations for how to handle Election Day and the certification of the Electoral College on January 6th. And in this case, the question is, was this a success because the security redundancies worked, or a failure because the gunman got so close in the first place?
Vice President Harris is scheduled to meet with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today at their headquarters in Washington, D.C. Striking Boeing union workers and the company head back to the table tomorrow. This time, though, the talks will be overseen by a federal mediator. Boeing says it could be losing as much as $100 million a day while workers are off the job. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of West Nile virus is confirmed in Wisconsin. State health officials say a person in Rock County was infected. It's the seventh West Nile case confirmed in Wisconsin this year. Fewer than 1% of people who contract West Nile virus develop serious symptoms, but health officials urge people to be careful to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. We expect to learn more soon about Vice President Kamala Harris's plans to visit Madison Friday night. Meanwhile, running mate Tim Walz stumped in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
She brought joy back to the idea of politics, an idea that it can be better, bigger than just one of us.
The Republicans will be in Wisconsin this week, too. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz visited the University of Wisconsin-Superior on Saturday. Governor Walz focused his speech on things like taxes, affordable housing, and reproductive health care as he looked to solidify support for the Democratic ticket in the key swing state. He also leaned into his Midwestern roots, reiterating his belief that everybody deserves to have that Midwestern hospitality shown to them and that they have a right to be represented fairly no matter their party affiliation. The Duluth Airport Authority has received an over $10 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration. According to airport officials, the grant funding will go towards snow removal equipment, runway visual aid replacements, and Phase 5 construction and Phase 6 design on Taxiway A. The federal grant funding will cover about 90% of the total costs, with another 5% provided by the Minnesota Department of Transportation and another 5% from local commitments. The projects will improve safety and service. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to go to, before we get into the next topic, I want to go to Rocky, who's hanging on, I think, for the discussion on the last topic, and then we'll move on. Good morning to you, Rocky. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for your show, and I don't know if I'm still on the air.
Yes, you are, sir.
Like I lost you.
No, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be this way, but I am concerned about, being able to defend myself if I'm in a bad situation. And I've been around a while, and
okay.
I think it's similar to, like, if you know somebody's got a situation where they might need an EpiPen, having an EpiPen, or if you know somebody might, or even if you don't know, somebody might be opiate addicted, have a Narcan pen, or know of CPR. You know, I've saved somebody's life with CPR the same year I learned it when I was 18, and that was a long time ago. So it's kind of like that is how I see it. And we all are, you know, in an area where there's dangerous dudes and dangerous dogs, and you might have to help somebody else if you're not helping yourself.
So Rocky, don't mistake what I'm saying. I don't begrudge anybody. You have a right to protect yourself in the society. You absolutely do. And so people have a right to be armed and all those things. I'm talking about just fear. People who just live their lives in fear, that they think at every turn somebody's coming to get them. Somebody's going to do this. The Russians are coming. The Chinese are coming. You know, the Iranians are coming. I mean, you know, we live our lives in that manner, and so when it's time to make decisions that we should best use our limited resources on in this nation to provide better opportunities for people who live in this nation, we're fearful of the fact that we have to continue to spend more money than all the rest of the nations combined in defending ourselves when nobody's coming to attack America. They've never done it. So, but we are fearful, and I'm saying why? Why do we have to keep spending the limited resources that we have in this nation to make sure that we still have the biggest airplanes, the biggest ships, the largest nuclear weapons with the biggest payloads? Why? Nobody's coming after America.
I see what you're saying. I thought you meant in general, like, just being prepared.
No, Rocky, let me say this, Rocky. I do mean individually, I'm not opposed to anybody defending themselves, right? But I don't live my life in fear, man. I don't live my life that around the corner somebody's coming to get me. Life is too short. Our lives are too short for me, though, the way I look at it, than to be living it in fear.
I think you're right. I think that's well said.
Hey, Rocky, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, Brendan, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Rocky's his analogy between an EpiPen and something to help somebody who's ODing to a gun. That's where our country has gone, okay? No, a gun is not the same thing. And if we are silly enough to believe that, even-keeled people will end up with a gun, and nuts like this guy that tried to shoot Trump the other day, I guess, another MAGA tried to shoot him. He shouldn't have had a gun. The guy had mental issues. It was known about this gentleman. He was busted up in North Carolina with an automatic machine gun in 2022.
So, Brendan.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, Brendan, we're getting ready to get into all that, man. Thank you. You jumped the gun, but you can call back. I didn't mean to say that. But anyway, let's do this before we go to Tom. So, Calvin, I was watching Meet the Press yesterday, and J.D. Vance was on. And so J.D. Vance was explaining, why he told a lie, a flat-out lie. I want you to reason with me just for a moment. I'm talking to the listening audience. Reason with me, if you will, just for a moment. Let me go to this. Let's first get the definition of a lie. Okay. Here's the definition of a lie according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. To make an untrue statement with intent to deceive. She was lying when she said she didn't break the vase. He lied about his past experience. To create a false or misleading impression. Statistics sometimes lie. The mirror never lies. Transitive verb. To bring about by telling lies. He lied his way out of trouble. Lie as a noun. An assertion of something known or believed by the speaker or writer to be untrue with intent to deceive. He told a lie to avoid punishment. B, an untrue or inaccurate statement that may or may not be believed true by the speaker or writer. The lies we tell ourselves to feel better, historical records containing numerous lies. Something that misleads or deceives. His show of remorse was a lie, a charge of lying. So, Calvin, if you would be so kind as to play J.D. Vance, the guy who's looking to become vice president, Donald Trump's right-hand man. Calvin, if you please.
Say now that is a rumor that has no basis with evidence?
Dana, the evidence is the firsthand account of my constituents who are telling me that this happened. And by the way, I've been trying to talk about the problems in Springfield for months, and the American media ignored it. There was a congressional hearing just last week of angel moms who lost children because Kamala Harris let criminal migrants into this country who then murdered their children. The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because you guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast. You had one interview with her. You talk about pushing back against me, Dana. You didn't push back against the fact that she cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is why a lot of Americans can't afford food and housing.
You just said that you're creating a story.
We ought to be talking about public policy.
So listen, man, a lie is something you tell and you hope that you don't get discovered in lying. That's the whole purpose of telling a lie. You tell a lie in front of the world, you stand before the world, and you lie. That's not what normally happens. For a person to be that bold, to stand before the whole world and say, yeah, I was lying, and I'll do it again. I'll keep on lying. And so that's who this person is. That's who Donald Trump is. I gave you the definition of liars, right? And these people are proud to be liars. So why would you support somebody who's willing to tell flat-out lies when they don't even have to lie? So if they're going to lie about things that they don't, shouldn't even, you know, have to lie about, what happens when they get into a situation of something that's really serious and our nation is fraught with perils and we can't trust them to tell the truth? If they're going to lie about this, what about the seriousness of issues that face our nation on a daily basis? Why would you risk that and trust that to a liar? And at the same time, you constantly hear Republicans saying Kamala Harris is a liar. You hear it, Calvin. You hear it constantly. Kamala Harris is lying. What are you talking about, man? This man, J.D. Vance, and Donald Trump stood before the world endangering the lives of all of those people with a flat-out lie. Look right in the camera smiling. Yeah, I lied. And you know what? I'll do it again. That's exactly what J.D. Vance just said. Is that who we're looking for? Is that what we look for in leadership in our nation? Or does that not matter? I think character means everything, especially when you're look, I think character matters when you're a radio talk show host. I think character matters, especially, you know, in all walks of life, but especially somebody who wants to lead the free world. If they have no character, why would we trust them? 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, I just, for the life of me, if the person I was supporting, Calvin, went before the world and set up straight laced, yeah, I lied, and I lie again. If the media doesn't give me what I want, I'm going to keep on lying. That's J.D. Vance, and that's Donald Trump. And that's not Earl Ingram saying that. You can see that. Google it. You'll find it out for yourself. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, I'm talking about lying. So, for instance, and I come to you, Tom, one second. So, you know, none of us, I mean, all of us have told a lie, okay? You can say, Earl, if you ever lie, yeah, man, I lied. Gonna lie to you, man. I've told a lie. I don't think there's anybody, any human being living who hasn't told a lie. For instance, you know, like children, right? When your kids are little and there are cookies on the table and you tell a two-year-old, hey, Calvin, don't touch those cookies. And Calvin, I got to go in this other room. And Calvin is looking at the cookies and smelling the cookies, and they've just come out of the oven. And mom told Calvin not to touch the cookies. And then mom comes back, and the crumbs all over Calvin's mouth. And she says, Calvin, did you get those cookies? No, mom, I didn't touch the cookies. Crumbs all over the mouth. You know, crumbs all over the table. Everywhere. We understand that, man. That's a little white lie. Everybody tells them or has told one. But it's a whole different aspect of lying when you stand before the world and tell lies that endanger the lives of people, innocent people. And then you don't even have enough character to say, I apologize. I didn't mean to endanger the lives of innocent people with my lie. That's J.D. Vance and Trump. And so all of those people in that Ohio city who are afraid because they've received death threats because of the lie from the liars, you got to challenge that. Hey, Tom from L.A., go ahead, man. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, first off, JDWeirdo.com and the orangutan, Cheeto Messiah. I mean, they're a fire hose of lies. And every time their lips move, they lie. But then you have these fact-check people out there that go and say, they give the whole sentence and they'll say, oh, mostly true or mostly false. They're false. It's like, that's BS. Either it's a lie or it's not a lie, period. There is no in-between when it comes to this. I think those things are so harmful to our country because it shapes it. But I also want to thank, you know, someone like CJ for calling into your show because it really has made me look at MAGAs and it made me realize that, you know, Republicans – you know, they're kind of in their own little minority group, and they're all very, very similar to CJ. So I'm glad that you have his representation on the show. But, yeah, we can have a country where everyone is lying. I mean, the media, you know, money in politics and greed in our country has brought about it so everyone lies. And it's got to stop. The Republicans used to stand for accountability. They used to stand for, you know, something. Personal responsibility was always their mantra. That is all gone by the wayside. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but awkwardjdweirdo.com and Eric Hovde seem like they came from the same family because they're both awkward and just plain weird.
Well, I mean, man, listen, again, it used to be that you wanted to hide the lie, right? You didn't want to just stand before the world and just, you know, be bold enough to say, yeah, I told a lie and I tell another one. I mean, that's the way Vance, you know, he showed no remorse. Yeah, the media is not covering what I wanted them to cover, so I had to tell the lie. But there are people who are listening to him and Donald Trump who, Tom, don't believe these things to be lies. And therein is where the danger is. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Hi, Earl. You see, it's an interesting way the Republicans talk. He says exactly the same way as CJ calling and Donald Trump answering his question. Yeah, I said the lie, but what? Look at here. Look over there. Look what you're doing. Points. So we're not 3 years old children. You cannot distract the public by starting pointing out, like you said, with the children. Oh, I didn't eat combo all over the face. I didn't eat the cookies. My brother did. Dude, look at my brother. No, I just showed up. It's him. And this is the whole thing. It's like you're dealing with a group of children in the sandbox.
Yeah, it's Karina. I mean, that's what it is. But the inherent danger in it is they're asking to be the most powerful people on the planet. They aren't children in a sandbox. And so if you can't trust them, you know, at this point, yeah, I lied. What you gonna do about it? I mean, what is that?
Absolutely. You cannot be seriously listening to these people. This is a force. That's it.
You know, Karina, people can say whatever it is they want to say. I remember they called Richard Nixon a liar. And Richard Nixon lied. And Bill Clinton lied. No, I did not have sex with that woman. Yeah, you know, lies. But Bill Clinton tried to cover it up. Richard Nixon tried to cover it up. No, I didn't do it. They lied, but they at least understood that I didn't want you to uncover what I did because I was ashamed of it. That's what basically lying is about, trying to cover up something that you are ashamed of. But not with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Yeah. You know, John Wayne standing straight up. Yeah, I lied. And I lie again. Because people are going to believe me anyway, I don't care if it is a lie. And you know what? Far too many people do believe them, even when they're lying. 844-967-2789. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy yourself.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 1,350 people in Wisconsin registered to vote after pop star Taylor Swift endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris last week. That's according to Vote.org. Swift posted her support for Harris on Instagram Tuesday night after the presidential debate. There's talk of trimming the Federal Trade Commission by 27%, but Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the FTC has good ideas, like making it easier to cancel online subscriptions.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting.
A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is calling on Congress to pass clean funding bills without extreme provisions that would hurt families. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Biden administration has taken steps to lift some Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in the country. Gray wolves have proven especially troublesome in the northern Wisconsin region in recent years, as residents call for more strict population control goals amid concerns for their livestock. President Biden asked an appeals court to revive a Trump-era rule that would open the door for the hunting of gray wolves in the region. Protections for the wolves will remain in place pending the court decision. Superior schools had an increased police presence on Friday following a social media threat that was deemed not credible. According to school district officials, parents were notified of the investigation into the potential threat made on Snapchat at around 8:30 on Friday morning. The Superior Police Department later confirmed that the threat was not credible, and the students who shared it with school staff did the right thing. Law enforcement authorities increased their presence at the school out of an abundance of caution. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift had her own network special last Wednesday night, also known as the Video Music Awards. The event took place at the UBS Arena in New York, and Swift was a big winner. It took the stage often for acceptance speeches while taking home lots of hardware. For the third year in a row, the megastar won Best Music Video for Fortnite, on which she collaborated with Post Malone. The video also won Best Direction. Swift's video for Anti-Hero won in 2023, and her own version of All Too Well took home the prize in 2022. Swift also won Artist of the Year for the second year in a row. She is the only artist to win the award in back-to-back years. That's right, she is no longer an up-and-comer. During Swift's many acceptance speeches, she honored the victims of 9/11 and surprised everybody by giving a shout-out to Travis Kelce, who she referred to as her boyfriend. Swift also encouraged people to register to vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to get into the attempt on Donald Trump's life, the second attempt on Donald Trump's life. But we got a couple callers from the last conversation, so we'll get right to them. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Thank you again for taking my call. Real quick, one, my father always collected some political cartoons, and one of them said, "No one died when Clinton lied." And the other thing is, this whole lying thing, this whole J.D. Vance, all of this, the whole MAGA thing, is that it doesn't, if they don't keep the public in fear, it does not sell papers, it does not get on the news, it doesn't give any ad revenue, because if everything was hunky-dory, nobody would watch news, no one would read news, they would just sit back. But to keep the public in fear is the best way to control the public, and that is exactly what Trump and his sycophants do. They keep the whole MAGA crowd living in fear. Therefore, they can control them so easy, and it's so prevalent of what happens here now.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I agree with you. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Thank you. Great show as usual. Yes, and this is, I've been following some of the psychiatrists and psychologists and mental health people who are very concerned about what's been going on since Trump was even in office. And, you know, today half the population does not subscribe to the same facts, evidence, notions of truth, or even expertise, because truth is actually threatening for those who are afflicted with this mental pathology that Trump and MAGA is importing into our society and bringing into our society, because reality now, based on all the lies, reality is threatening to these people and needs to be, overturned or suppressed, if not replaced, with a new kind of reality that meets their emotional needs. And these people, Trump has them so confused, and the others with their lies, and they don't know what is true and what is false, and it's a changing of their reality, which until Trump is out of the picture, we are going to have continued and worsening problems. So he needs to be voted out of office, and so do those people that are utilizing the same techniques, such as the carpetbagger from California that's trying to come into Wisconsin and, make things even worse than what Scotty Walker had, and not even represent us. And even watching Ron Johnson from Wisconsin speak on Social Security, and his words are just totally upside down. People, you got to think straight. You got to ignore these people. These people shouldn't even be speaking to us, the ones that are subscribing to this false narrative, this false reality, because it causes conflict, because people think and they understand things. And here's these people telling totally opposite of what really happened. This is manipulative. This is fraud. But this is also a mental health crisis for those who continue to believe this false reality. And we have to stay on the real path.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much, as always. You know, part of it is the media has to call it out and say it's a lie. Yeah, the media I got to figure out a way to say this without, using the word lie. Oh, man, say it. He's a liar. They're lying. Well, they're fabricating things. No, they're lying. Let me do this before we go back to the phone line. So, Team Trump points finger at Dems after second assassination attempt. So, I don't know if you've been living under a rock by now. You haven't heard about the second attempt on President Trump's life. I won't get into all the details. There's some speculation that there was a guy who had a rifle out, you know, around where Donald Trump golfs. Donald Trump wasn't around. He was on different holes. And one of these Secret Service people noticed a barrel of a gun in the bushes. And so he fired into the bushes. The guy dropped the gun, ran, got into a car, took off. Somebody saw the license plate of the car. They tracked the guy down. And so this guy, who is really a malcontent, if you read all the different things about him, you see that, you know, he has been a walking time bomb, like so many of these people are. But my issue is Team Trump points finger at Dems after second assassination attempt. So the MAGA people are saying, because of the way that the Democrats have been talking about Donald Trump and saying that he is a dangerous man, that this has led to the attempted assassinations of his life, because of the way Democrats have been saying he is a danger to society, he's a danger to the world, and they're trying to blame the Democrats for inciting this. And I got to ask you, 844-967-2789, I'm going to tell you my position after we open up the lines for you. Because again, to say that the Democrats are the reason, and, you know, that these attempts on Donald Trump's life have been based on what Democrats are saying. Just want to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. When people say mainstream media, I want them to know there's alternative media that's really easy to get if you got a computer. There's a young man named Adam Mockley, another one, Luke Beasley. These are people in their 20s probably who are incredibly intelligent. They're very even-voiced. They give opinions. They let people that are disagreeing with them talk.
You mean like I do?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Guy who does it. These are the young guys.
Right.
But it's very impressive, and I just recommend people get a whole lot of, frankly, YouTube. I'm not giving them an ad here, but it's free to get on. And one thing after, Glenn Kirshner is a good guy about the legal stuff. Brian Taylor Cohen. There's all these sources of people, and it gets to be monotonous because they all keep going over the same stuff, but you get the slightly different opinions and viewpoints, and it's so much different than the regular media. I mean, they point out the hypocrisy where the media sloughs over a lot of times. So I just recommend people do more than watch the regular news.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Jake, go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, isn't it like, I remember, I'm not very religious, but a proverb like something like violence begets violence. And, well, I mean, Trump and all those people are, you know, trying to overthrow the government on the 6th. And he says if he doesn't win this time, it's going to be a bloodbath. Let me see. The animal eating thing caused death threats and other things in Ohio just now. You know, I actually have absolutely no compassion or feeling for anything on the MAGA side. They're asking for violence. Well, they're going to get it then, and some of it might be on them. So,
well, you know, Jake, you know, none of us can justify violence. You know, I hear you. I really do, man. Thank you very much for the call. I really do, man. But, you know, I'm a nonviolent guy. And so I just, one does not, you know, beget the other. And so, you know, I was asking your views, so you gave me yours. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Mike. Oh, Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning. This whole charade, as I call it, about them trying to kill Trump. That ain't nothing but a staged situation to gain sympathy. Because if these people were serious about it, and they had the experience and background, it would happen. See, all of this ain't nothing but a clown show.
Well, you know, Al, I would say that you're not the only one who said it. You know, you're not. But thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Happy Motown Monday.
Yes, sir.
You know, first question just popped in my head is just now is thinking about it. You know, Secret Service sees a rifle barrel going through a fence. Why wouldn't they just open fire? So that's not really my point, but that's my question there immediately. But also, it's not just Republicans in favor of Trump, obviously fomenting this story and you know, lashing out at Democrats or whatever, or creating a narrative. Because if you look at CNN online, the headlines are essentially saying would-be assassin was a Ukraine supporter who criticized the Republican candidate for POTUS. You won't find a word on the front page about the fact that the alleged assassin supported Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, or that he voted for the Republican candidate in 2016. You only see that he supports Ukraine, which is, of course, a Democratic narrative, and that he criticized the former president. Again, another Democratic narrative. So it's a lot of misinformation out there. But I think that really quickly, I'm sorry to go back really quickly to the animal thing, Ohio, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't think they're warning the United States about the animals. I think it's just a dog whistle. You know, they're getting well conditioned amygdalas or lizard brains of all white Americans, and not just MAGA, that black people are subhuman. You know, that they're hoping to attract some white moderates with these thoughts. They're conditioning white Americans that black immigrants, even though these are American citizens they're talking about, are invading previously racially segregated cities. And in a weird twist, these racist influencers that are spreading the message beyond just the Republican ticket are telling well-conditioned and frightened white Americans that black folks are, quote unquote, not like us. It's just dehumanization. And who can tell the difference without a conversation between a black American citizen and a Haitian American citizen when it comes down to it? So that's all I got for now.
Well, you know what, Eric? It wouldn't be the first time that has, you know, kind of happened in this nation. Historically, you know, there's been those kind of things. MAGA supporters are convinced that the kind of rhetoric being used by Democrats to describe Donald Trump is creating the climate that is putting the GOP nominee's life at risk. What say you? 844-967-2789, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right, I heard it through the grapevine. Welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike from Kenosha, go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, real quick. I've got something I think you're going to be very interested in. If I can leave my number after the call.
Yeah, make sure you do. Make sure.
Thank you very much. But, you know, it shouldn't be that difficult, Earl, to find the truth. There isn't such thing as two sides or three sides of the truth. There's
no
only one truth, like Tom was saying earlier. And, you know, for the lay people, for the general public, especially those who in the blue collar fields who already work two or three jobs, to dig for the truth, to have the time, it wears you out. Try to find the truth. If you're trying, to dig into a subject matter, you're assailed from all sides. You got all kinds of stuff flying at you from all kinds of different directions. The American people are tired. They're wore out. That's why it is a new way forward. This new era that we have a chance to turn the page and go into is so exciting because we don't have the time. It shouldn't be that difficult to find the truth. And all we need to do is regulate the media and Congress, require Congress to do their job. And we can get back to this more perfect nation goal that all of us used to strive for. Wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Hey, Mike, so leave your number with Calvin. And yes, I agree totally. That's why it's so critically important with this election. Let's go back to CJ quickly. CJ, you say what?
Well, thank you, Earl, for taking my call again. But I just want to be like Paul Harvey and tell the rest of the story because
what's the rest of the story?
The ABC moderators didn't fact check. You had a previous uninformed caller call in and say that Trump called for a bloodbath. He was talking about the auto industry. He was talking about losing jobs, a bloodbath of jobs to China. So please do some fact-checking yourself.
Hey, CJ, you're talking about people who are uninformed. Come on, man. Uninformed. Hey, man, come on. Hey, Brendan, you're up next.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of points. One, the truth to those who will never listen to the truth is quite pointless. Secondly, I wanted to make a point. I think the Kamala Walz campaign has taken extra long steps to point out what they want to do, point out joy instead of unhappiness and fear,
point out what she can do. CJ's constantly coming on, telling us who, where are her positions, where are they? She's not saying, hey, listen up. But again, I go back to what I said earlier. You can't point the truth out to those that won't listen. And I think their campaign's been positive, and I think it's really what the American people need right now. And all this other fall for all that's going on is just that.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much, man. Always good stuff. Tom from L.A.
Earl, I think we need to get back to nursery rhymes like The Little Boy That Cried Wolf, Jack and the Beanstalk, The Emperor That Has No Clothes, The Three Little Pigs. There was a reason for those stories. There was George Washington. I did not tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree. I mean, these are things that were there at the base of our country. And I don't know if that's all been, replaced with something else or if kids actually hear these things anymore. But honestly, the thing with the whole, I mean, I'm guessing if there's a shooting somewhere today in the country, like even a school shooting, Donald Trump is such a narcissist that he'll say they were targeting him. He's got to the point where if he hears a gunshot, all of a sudden it's about him. It's always about Donald. It's never about we the people. Always about Donald. But seriously, we need to get back to, I guess, those basics of understanding those tales that were told eons ago, because they did teach lessons. And I don't know if the American people just have not been taught those anymore or what.
Hey, Tom, I agree with you, man. I think it's a great analogy, man. Thank you very much. And here's just, for what it's worth. To say that Democrats are saying things that endanger the life and the well-being of Donald Trump, and for Republicans to say that, and then totally ignore what J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have been saying. Come on, man. Come on. I don't know how you can fix your mouth to say that. Every day, all day and evening and afternoon, you hear things coming out of the mouth of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance that are threatening to people. So when you make statements that Democrats, because of have caused the threats to Donald Trump's life. So I looked up if there had been threats to Vice President Kamala Harris's life. Yes, there have been. Look it up. If there have been threats to Joe Biden's life, yes, there have been. Look it up. It's not one way. The threats aren't just towards Donald Trump. There's a reason why they have the Secret Service and the FBI following Kamala Harris as well. We just have to be fair and honest and equitable, man. That's all I'm asking. Anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Matt Nair and Greg. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bott on Matt Nair on Air. Calvin, thank you. I'll be back on tomorrow with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.